Welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes, a ministry of the truth experience, a ministry of the no-nonsense, uncompromising Word of God that delivers straight talk about life's tough issues. But most of all, it is a ministry to give you the spiritual empowerment to understand who you are in Christ Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And maybe that's what you've been looking for. If so, I invite you to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at this same time, on this same station. I appreciate your support with your prayers and your many kind responses. And if you miss a program, log on to the website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find the lessons right there on the website. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and from 2 Peter, chapter 1. In 2 Timothy, the writer said that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then Peter writes this in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In 1536, Calvin wrote, the Bible is a knotty, difficult text, whose interpretation demands extensive knowledge. If brought into contact with it unceremoniously, many minds are upset and seized with confusion. The Bible is too old a text and too new a world. Calvin was completely disregarding the biblical teaching of how the Holy Spirit is the one that gives the understanding, and implying that it is only understood by extensive research and study, disregarding the work of the Holy Spirit, who illuminates the mind and the understanding of the Scriptures. One presbyter of the Alexandrian Church taught that doctrine must be completely reasonable to the human mind, or it is not biblical. But I would say, when the human mind becomes the criteria for biblical doctrine, limitations are placed upon God, who is infinite, versus man's finite mind. Let's go back to what Peter said. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. There are many people in this world who would try to interpret the Word of God and make themselves a teacher of the Word according to their interpretation. But Peter said, if this is a private interpretation, it is no good. The Bible will not lend itself to your interpretation. So what do I do as a Bible teacher? I almost never try to interpret the Bible. My job as a teacher, as a minister of the Word, is the application of the Word, not the interpretation of the Word. Because we know that the Bible was written by holy men of God, and they spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. There are many versions out there of the Bible. Personally, I prefer the King James Version. It has long been recognized as one of the greatest literary works in the English language. For more than 5 centuries, it did more to influence the English-speaking people than any other single book. It influenced the way they acted, the way they thought, the way they wrote, and the way they spoke. Even in the 20th century, English-speaking people around the world continued to be affected by the rhythm, the cadence, the beauty, and the power of this King James Version. I remember that the golden rule of Bible interpretation is, when the plain sense of the Scripture make common sense, seek no other sense. Therefore, take every word at its primary, ordinary, usual, literal meaning, unless the facts of the immediate context studied in the light of related passages and fundamental truths indicate clearly otherwise. God, in revealing His Word, neither intended nor permits the reader to be confused. He wants His children to understand what He's saying. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.